Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. And tonight, we're going to be all over the place. We're going to be in some tech, nanogenetics, biogenetics, genetics of genetics, nano, AI, frequencies, you know, the usual. I got a question though. See, I got to tell you, I'm a dumbass. I am. First admit, I'm a dumbass. Because I have a hard time understanding something here. See, let me get a little bit of background before before you figure out why I'm a dumbass. See, I get emails all the time from people from all over, primarily United States, Canada, sometimes from Europe, Australia, whatever. And everyone keeps asking me, Tone, what do you have to get this injection out? What do you have to get this vaccine out? And I have to write to everybody and tell them, you know, and I'm not happy about it when I have to tell people the truth sometimes. Sometimes when I tell the truth, I feel the effect before I even open my mouth. Sometimes I have a hesitancy in saying the truth because I know it's going to hurt. But on the same token, I feel I need to tell you the truth so then you can actually look for a solution that you are required to find, because if you don't get the truth, you can't find out what the hell you need to find in order to get what you need to get done. So this is where I'm a dumbass. So I get people writing me saying to me, Tone, can you get this out? Blah, blah, blah. I said, no. Once it's in, it's a done deal. Your DNA is screwed up. Your DNA is being overwritten by an operating system and a program. Now, I have to ask this question. If we know that you have a 99.6789% survival rate, and if we know that has never been identified, they just kept changing the names, but there's never been an identifier of the protein or whatever they're talking about. And if we know that the story has never been straight. Go back 2 years ago to the first time this came out, within the first week, I said it was fraud. It was nano-engineered fraud. And that's all we've been hearing, is fraud. What is your life worth to you? Simple question, because I'm a dumbass. God, you know, I am a dumb ass. What is your life worth to you? See, I can't figure something out here. If you know full well that this is fraud, if you know full well that this is going to hurt you, and you know full well that if you get this jab, there's a reason why you're calling me to help you get it out, because you know this shit is no good. It's shit. So if you know this, and you know what it can do to you, the question is, why haven't you made your employers liable and responsible for all damages that will be incurred by these jabs? I just hear something about the West Coast, talking to a friend of mine out in Alberta. They're being litigated. They're being served, because the school board has not mandated, which means fuck all anyway. So it means just a suggestion, but they haven't even suggested that the school teachers get vaccinated, because they have all been served for a liability if something should go wrong. Now, those of you who live in New York, I hope there's some of you that listen to this show. If you've got to take a shot and you know the fucking thing is no good, and it's going to hurt you, then why are you not turning the tables back on these people that are trying to kill you? This is where I'm a dumbass. This is where I'm a dumbass. I don't understand this. I don't understand why you would allow yourself to walk off a cliff. I don't know why you would allow yourself the luxury of allowing them to sacrifice you to the god of Moloch or Baal, whatever effing thing is out there. See, I can't get my head around that. I'm dumbass. Dumb. You know, just dumb. Now, I'm going to inform everybody in North America. I'm going to inform everybody in the Commonwealth. I'm going to inform everybody in Europe. East Bloc, Central, Northern, Eastern, Western. I'm going to inform those of you in Africa. I'm going to inform those of you in the Caribbean, which are also part of the Commonwealth, or was. Those of you in Central and South America. Those of you in Mexico. If I left anybody out, Asia, all of you. If you are going to be forced to be executed by these bastards, these children of Belial, children of Moloch, children of Baal, then use what you have to defend yourself. Look, the Bible tells us, my people perish for lack of wisdom. My people, you're dying for nothing. You're dying for SFA. You're allowing yourself to be sacrificed. Look, these are, let me ask those of you in New York and Chicago and Detroit and Miami and Los Angeles and Reno and Dallas and all these places. Toronto, Montreal, Edmonton, Calgary, Saskatoon, you know, Winnipeg. Is the government your mom and dad? Are they mom? Are they dad? Hey, mom. Hey, dad. No. They're nobody. These are public servants. These are people that they're supposed to work for you. I'm kind of dumb. So why aren't you fighting? Why aren't you saying, okay, I'm going to serve you papers that if something should go wrong, because I'm in perfect health right now, got nothing wrong with me, but if I take that jab, that infectious, diseased weapon you're wanting to put in me, that bioweapon, that now you will be subjected to taking care of me until I die. And I want a settlement of $10 million for violation of my life. If you're going to die, you may as well make it worth something. Make it valuable. But better yet, because some of you are going to surrender. I mean, it's already happened. I had a guy today wrote me 3 emails. Shitting himself, literally. You say, I get it up, I've got to do it because of my job. I mean, is your effing job worth your life? This I don't understand. It's a fucking job. Start a business. Break away from this freaking whatever this thing is. I'm lost for words here. This planet, this existence we're in, this life that we're existing in, this stage that's being exposed, and we are the players in this stage. Nothing in this life is real or true. As the Bible says, the devil was a father of lies and he was a liar from the beginning. There's no truth in him. We are living in this lie. We're living in a matrix lie. All of it. Everything about this place is inverted. We're living in an inversion. We've just gotten so accustomed to living in this unreality, this bullshit, that we think it's normal. Point I'm trying to get across here is this. There ain't nothing on this planet. There ain't no gold. There's no silver. There's no American dollar. There's no Canadian dollar. There's no British pound. There's no frickin' currency anywhere on this planet that's worth your life. None of it. I tell you, if you want to know the real meaning of life, the real meaning of life, the real meaning of life is to be connected with one another and know your God. That's the real meaning of this life. That's all there really is. This is nothing but a fucking stage. It's bullshit. It's all been nothing but bullshit. The longer you live, the longer you live, the more you will see that everything's cyclical, and it becomes more inverted. As you get older, you begin to see more and more how stupid mankind is getting. We're not evolving on any level. We're not evolving at all. Technology we've always had, the technology's been resurfacing over and over and over. After every reset, after every knockdown, after every backward kick, we start over. And we get better, and we get right back to the same level of technology or some understanding. And as soon as we get to that point, we're reset backwards. It's been repeated on more than one occasion. We are caught in a loop. Everything in this loop is pure bullshit. All of it. If you think about what I've just said, vaccines were never meant to be utilized as a means of healing. Never worked. Always cause problems. Always cause death. Always cause sickness. Tell me one thing, just one thing, that the vaccines ever cured. One thing. Please don't say polio, because it never cured that either. What that vaccine did is it altered our genetic code by putting monkey genes in some of on all of us that got those damn shots. And it caused cancer for most of us, and a lot of us from that era of time, from that generation, died of cancers that they would not have otherwise gotten if they never got those effing shots. And here we are today mixing around with a programmable injection using nano delivery that gets into the system and begins to assemble by laying down lattices so that the origami platform can be sat upon that, so that then the fullerene's assembly, whether it be single-walled or multi-walled, would then extend itself further deeper into not only the cellular tissue but into the DNA, orchestrating a new operating system to be implemented into your DNA. Is this what you want? You want to be turned into a fucking machine? Are you kidding me? This is the ultimate de-evolution. The ultimate kick in the ass. Taking mankind and bringing him down to a hunk of metal. That's what this is doing. And we're allowing a handful of F-tards on this planet to carry this out. I'm hearing Trump walking around today justifying these vaccines. This idiot. I don't care if you're a Trumper or not. You better pay attention. Like I just got done saying, everything is an inversion. Take a look at Trump's face on the latest interview when he starts talking about injections. He is loaded with nano. Look at his cheeks. You can see the triangular formation on the side of his face. It's there clear as day. If you all you got to do is look at it. How can anybody in their right mind propagate a bioweapon to their own people at a high velocity rate, causing untold damage on a genetic level with a technology that, when it has been tested, killed all its test subjects. This is the deceit of the century. And now the American military wants to poison their own soldiers. Are you bloody kidding me? I'm surprised that the military in the United States hasn't revolted against their generals and their commanding officers. This is fucking suicide. We got one shot that's going to cover all COVID vaccines. Yes, you know what is, why is, how it's going to cover all the COVID vaccines? It's going to kill every freaking soldier that takes it. Nobody deserves that kind of impunity for being loyal to their country. Nobody needs to be degraded because they serve their country and they believe in the principles of their country. They want to defend their country, protect the people that they serve. And then for their reward, the military is going to screw them by putting this shit inside of them. China is working on mind weaponry by turning their soldiers into an interface with their weapons. Imagine that. And now the military of America wants to do the same thing to their soldiers. They'll find right candidates, they'll reanimate those candidates and turn them into weapons. This shit is incredible when you sit there and think about it. That we are going to, not us per se, but the military's industrial complex, and that includes all the militaries of the world. The Russian, Ukrainian, Australia, New Zealand, America, Canada, the Commonwealth, the European Union, these bloc countries. All the military are part of the same gig. No different. Ukraine is going to draft women in their 60s. I was talking to a friend of mine about that. She says, why are they doing that? Because the women got the balls. That's why. You got a 60-year-old woman, who's had a hard life, maybe a divorce or two. She's pissed. She's ready to go kill somebody. Sign me up. I'll kill that bastard. You know, that's the way they are. And the reason why we all have these attitudes that we have, you know, going through life and being beat up and then developing an attitude, because we're not living. We've never been really living. We've been existing on this planet with a yoke around our neck, running on a hamster wheel, thinking that we're alive. We're not alive. We were turned into a power source, energy source. We're not alive. We are not alive. We are existing in this realm of insanity. Nothing here is what it meant. All this fucking tech that we have, all of it, has been designed to ensnare you, designed to program you, designed to interface with your brain and your mind, and to start inserting operating systems into your head via frequencies and via through nanotechnology. When I've been saying that you haven't eaten anything organic since the 1960s, because at that point in time, it's when it began the poisoning of our minds through epigenetics that they had induced into us. All these doctors and all these putzes that are out there saying that they're seeing graphene and all these things. There's a shitload more of nanoparticles inside your body that they're not even talking about. And they got everybody and their mother focusing on graphene. What about the strontium? What about the thorium? What about the silica? What about the silver? What about the cobalt? What about the iron? What about the calcium? Anything nano on a metallic level will bypass the blood-brain barrier and is extremely dangerous. Spraying lithium up in the sky. We got all this aluminum coming down. That shit gets into the head together. Guess what? They form a circuitry because this stuff can integrate and assemble and form whatever it's programmed to do. I got some documentation tonight that will show you exactly what I'm talking about. How these frequencies can connect and interconnect with these particles, and they start to assemble a circuitry inside of each and every one of you. Not one of us on this planet doesn't have this shit in us. Not one. We all have it. You know, it's like that song, but, you know, we all had the same disease. You know, Candles in the Rain. Remember that song? Well, that there, she was telling us something. But we all had the same disease. We all bled in each other's wounds. Because that's what's happening. These particles, this program, this genetic, this interface, this integration is causing us to bleed out. They have been at war with mankind since the day we came to existence. I was thinking about something earlier today, or just before the show. I was sort of contemplating something. You know, we all know that Jesus died to save mankind. John 3:16, John 3:17, pretty well says, sums it up in a nutshell. God sent his son to the world that the world might be saved through him. You know, and then God wanted to offer everlasting life to all of us, everlasting life. And I was thinking about that, you know, I was thinking about that text. And I was thinking, you know, well, we got 7 quintillion cells in our body, each cell is the equivalent of a nuclear reaction, nuclear power, nuclear bomb. And then I thought, what he did, how Jesus took every bit of it. None of us could have done it. None of us. But then I realized something. All the beating he took, all that bloodletting that came out of him, all that he had, his life essence, his life energy, he released his energy on this planet. All 7 quintillion cells of his was released on, then his DNA was also released on this planet. That's how he conquered the planet, by inserting his operating system, his program, himself into here. That's why we have the opportunity that we have to know and acknowledge him. Because when you sit there and analyze what that sacrifice, the impact of that sacrifice, releasing everything so that everybody would have an opportunity to be free of this shithole, that stunned me. I thought, wow, because I never saw it in that light before. We all read the story, yeah, he got whipped, and they ripped him to pieces, and blah, blah, blah. But when you scratch the surface a little bit more, life is in the blood. His life force was being bled out. The DNA is there as well. And when you understand, again, this is my perspective on this. Okay, this is how I'm seeing this, based on the approach that I'm looking at from a life force, life energy, cellular energy, you know, people. And when I look at that, I realize that he let all that go at one time. Even the dead came back to life. Even the dead came back. He brought back the dead. I mean, that's what he gave us. And he says himself, greater works will we do, even greater than what he did, because he goes to the Father. Imagine that. That tells you how much authority we have as believers. Problem is, we don't know how to use it. Or else, this shit with these needles would never get this far, would never have gotten this far. These deceivers and weavers, they would have been put in their place already if we knew who and what we are and what we could do. Like I said, I always analyze things, and again, it struck me that I'm picturing a man having his flesh literally ripped from him, releasing all that, every erg of energy coming out of him. Then he had to carry a cross, which further drained him, and it drained him to such a point that he fell under the weight of that cross. Now, the church teachings on it is that the weight of the sins of the world brought him down. Now, think about that concept for 1 minute. The weight of the world. He was carrying the weight of the world, and it bled him out. It took all his energy out of him. He had to release it all. He had to have help to carry his cross. Like I said, when you actually understand the full implication there, what he really did, what he really gave us, you know, he gave us, he said, it came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Well, we're not having an abundant life because we're somehow missing the mark here. Anyway, I wanted to present that. I've got a little off track, and I apologize for forgetting. But again, I thought that was important that you'd hear that, a perspective. Again, it's a perspective. It's not, thus saith the Lord, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's a perspective. Something that I have observed. When we're looking at all that we're seeing today, arm yourselves. Arm yourselves. You all are created in the image of God, man and woman, not human, not some frickin' alien, man and woman. We're of the species of man. So if we're a reflection of God, maybe perhaps we should start acting like it. And what I mean by that, and I'm not just talking to the people who are going to church and reading their Bibles or their Quran or their Torah or whatever. I'm talking to everybody. Everybody. So you had John 3:16 and John 3:17. That's an open invitation to everybody. So the point I'm making here on all this is that if you are being asked to be violated, then you need to put the responsibility of the violation to the violators. And you need to say no. And you need to make sure you're saying no because you don't want to be tethered. I'll tell you what happened in Alberta. Alberta started with their bullshit about having the medical people vaccinated. Now they're recalling back 1,400 people because they ain't got enough people. They need these people to work. They need these people to be there. These people should stipulate to the province, all of them, that they will not be forced to be tested or vaccinated. That would be the conditions of their return. And that means you're the head and not the ass or the tail, however way you want to put it. You're at the front, not the back. You know what's at the back? All that's at the back is what is the shit that comes out. That's all that comes out at the back. The front gets to eat, gets to see things, gets to do things. The back end is what releases all the waste. You don't want to be back there. You want to be at the top. You want to be at the front. Now, pointing this out again, this is Alberta. Now, if it could happen in Alberta, frig, it can happen anywhere across this country. It can happen down in Australia. Now, somebody sent me something today about Australia. I don't know if it was an old video. It didn't look like an old video, but they're saying something about a truck strike going on down there again to shut down the country and get rid of the government. I thought, oh, hey, I'm getting rid of the government. Hey, we need to do that here in Canada. All of them. They are leading Canadians down to the gates of hell. And you know what's again staggering to me is how many Canadians are just blindly walking into it. Staggering. You know, I get why. I understand the why. Because I understand that in Canada, people here generally are pretty easygoing, pretty tolerant, pretty accepting. Not too much happens here as far as some of the problems other countries have. We have our own problems. It's not heaven. But as a whole, pretty easygoing, laid back. And we don't like making waves. I get that. But we got to make waves when a typhoon or a cyclone is about ready to take you out. You know, talking to a guy in L.A. today, a buddy of mine, he was telling me he was in a store and somebody made a comment to him about wearing a mask, and he said no, he wasn't wearing a mask. And the guy said, well, you're just being selfish. And the guy said, my buddy said, why don't you go watch Fauci? You know, this is what you're good at. Go watch Fauci. Go watch Fauci. Like I said, he wasn't going to take any shit. He's a believer as well. And the guy left his cart and was going to confront my buddy. That was not a good idea. Anyway, my buddy said, let's go. And he went, and he started going after him. And then he stopped. He said, I'm about ready to kick this guy's head in. And for what? So he backed off. Well, as he was backing off, the guy had already backed off. He was already going the other way. He saw that my friend meant business. Now, I'm not saying to start a war, and I'm not saying to start a riot. I'm not saying to do that at all. I'm just saying that stand your ground. This kind of bullshit from young people who are so gullible and so goofy that all they know how, all they ever had is a good coddle. They never had the nipple removed. They're still sucking on a pacifier. Their idea of growing up is playing video games and being, I don't know, reaffirmed in their concepts. And if you say anything that may make them feel uncomfortable because they may have to actually work, you know, they all of a sudden now they kick in with a defense factor saying, oh, you're so negative, you're blah, blah, blah. No, not negative. I need you to work. Not to come here looking all pretty and dolled up and do nothing all day. You're here to do something. You want to be at the top? You're going to have to work to get there. Work? No, I'm entitled. Yeah, you're entitled, right? You're entitled to hit the door. And it better be that way. Should be that way. And so you get a little kid like this guy who was trying to, my buddy, and says, you're being selfish. No, I'm not being selfish. I'm taking care of myself. If you're that stupid, you deserve, you should have put 10 more, put 10 more on. One may not be enough. You need 10 more. Wear 20. 10 is good, but 20 is better. Hell, go for 30. That's even better than 20. Watch them turn all blue and green because of, you know, they already got oxygen deprivation going on in the head. Imagine wearing 20 or 30 masks. What happened to him? I don't know. He had his mask on. I can't figure out why he died. Cause of death, COVID. You know, as long as some of us are alive and we can remember this point in time, we will laugh. We will laugh. It won't be funny, but we will laugh. You know, all these people have died of heart failure and cancer and autoimmune disorders and, you know, diabetes and whatever. Whatever killed them. Cause of death? COVID. Guy goes to court. Your Honor, my client is innocent of killing that person. The death certificate said COVID. Case dismissed. I mean, this is the ridiculousness of our time. You can't get over this. On the links tonight, you're going to see some interesting things. They're going to use religion. Now, if you're Muslim, if you're Hebrew, you believe in the Judaic belief system, if you're a Christian of any form, if you're some kind of, well, New Agers, I don't know if they have a brain or not, but if you do have a brain and you're a New Ager, you know, if you're of Native descent and believe in the Native traditions, be aware that the hierarchy that they're bringing in now will be men and women of your faith. They will be sheep in wolf's clothing to get you ready for the aliens that might be out there. Now, the reason why I'm saying that, because they are going to fabricate that too. It's all going to be bullshit. All of it. I'm of the mindset that I'm sure God has made other life forms on other planets. I can't see God building a universe and leaving it empty. But on the same token, the Bible also says that the devil will come as an angel of light. In other words, a deceiver, a game player, a bullshitter, a liar. So, when you see this and you understand this, and they start with their bullshit in your respective faiths, beliefs, or ideologies, you'll know that they're there to create a deception to suck you in. They've been playing this alien thing for a long time. You know, invasion from Mars back in the 40s or 50s when they started that crap. And the UFOs and all these things. Be aware. Be very, very aware. This is going to be a fabrication as well. Okay, they are there. You got to remember, there was no truth found in them. None. No truth found in them. Referring to the devil. We need to be on our guard in order to be not deceived or manipulated. When we're looking at, like I said, I talked about China in the beginning, causing the brain interface to control weapons. Super soldier program, that's all this is. Another one. You know, and they don't care how many guys they kill. They got 300 million peacekeeping police officers there. What's 100 million? What's 200 million? You know, imagine that. The Quebec. For those of you in Quebec that hear my shows, your province is talking about, thinking about making vaccines compulsory in Quebec. They're thinking about it. You know what that means? That means they're going to do it. See, every time I hear Ford saying, hey, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that, I know damn well we're going to be doing it. And I know we're going to be doing it within a couple months. See, they talk in an inverted way. Oh, we're not going to bring it in. Oh, it's here. Oh, we're thinking about it. It's going to be done. Some of you might say, well, man, you're just really negative. No, I'm actually very factual. I'm telling you the way it is. I'm telling you how it is. So for those of you in Quebec, when your government says they're thinking about it, they're getting ready to do it. They're getting ready to do it. Excuse me, this is all about inversion and diversion. Let me read something. I know I've been telling you all the time how these things, these injections, will cause multiple problems and they can assemble and rewrite the DNA and the genetic code and blah-dee-dee. And, you know, you've heard it from me a million times. Let me read this to you. The vaccine can trigger self-destruction. A natural infection with SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus, which is not a big deal, will in most individuals remain localized to the respiratory tract. In other words, it's a cold, respiratory infection. You will have a cold, your immune system will get on top of it, game over. End of story. In contrast, the vaccines cause cells deep inside our body to express the viral spike protein. Because what is a virus really? A virus really is an exosome. And exosomes are proteins that are corrupted or free radical proteins. That's all they are. And when you get an excessive amount of free radical proteins in the body, your body breaks down and catches a cold or a flu or even pneumonia, depending on how toxic the load is. You feel achy, you feel like you're in pain, you can barely think, your head hurts, you feel like you have to lay down all the time, because when you do all these things, your body goes into a rest mode, you're not eating, and then the body produces the enzymes to start to break these proteins down. As a result, you have a time frame where these things clear out within about 10 days. This is a normal biological function, which means that it is conceivable that you may get sick either during the winter, middle of the winter, or after the winter, when you had an overload of these proteins, because in the winter months we eat more than normal. Eat more bread, which has protein in it. Eat more meat, which has protein. You drink more dairy. Eat more cheese. You know, you consume more cream, sour cream. You know, you eat chocolate. You know, this is the worst time of the year for me. You know, I didn't get a chance to get any Oshbach this year, but I did have some marzipan, and I had some. Oh, I did have some brandy chocolate. Yeah, I did have that, but. This is it. This is my time. This is the only time I eat that shit. But anyway, and then I pay the price. Then I've got to detox and all the other stuff. But anyway, and I'm not saying to do what I'm doing. I'm just saying use discretion, you know, because we all have our... Throughout the year, I'm pretty good. I don't eat any bread, any grain, any pastas, any of that crap. But the Germans, you Germans, you and your Oshpock. And your marzipan, especially that hazelnut marzipan. Ugh. Anyway, making people hungry. So the coronavirus is a cold. Okay, the vaccine deep inside our body to express the viral spike protein, which is the exosomes, which they never meant to do by nature. Any cell which expresses the foreign antigen will come under attack by the immune system, which will involve both IgG antibodies and cytotoxic T lymphocytes. This may occur in any organ. We are seeing now the heart is affected in many young people, leading to myocarditis or even sudden cardiac arrest and death. How and why such tragedies might causally be linked to vaccination has remained a matter of conjecture because scientific evidence has been lacking. That situation has now been rectified. Histopathological analysis show clear evidence of vaccine-induced autoimmune-like pathology in multiple organs. Well, I sent illustrations out where a young woman had a scope go down her respiratory tract, and it was loaded after she got the injection with nanoassembly. And it wasn't just graphene. These guys have got everyone stuck on graphene. It astounds me. Like, that's the only metal that's being assembled in the body? Are you kidding? Anyway, the myriad adverse events deriving from such auto-attack processes must be expected very frequently occur in all individuals. Particularly following booster injections is self-evident. Beyond any doubt, injection gene-based COVID-19 vaccines place lives under threat of illness and death. We note that both mRNA and vector-based vaccines are represented among these cases, as well as are all four major manufacturers. They have designed a weapon of mass destruction. How is it that they went into Iraq under the assumption that Saddam Hussein, under the assumption he had weapons of mass destruction? He had nothing. And they destroyed the country. And with this, a viable weapon that Mr. Trump is saying they work really well. They do a good job. Yeah, they do. They do a great job in killing people. We need to really, like I said, number one rule, never, ever, ever trust a politician. I don't care who they are. Number one, when they get into office, they are no longer the man you or woman you thought they were. They are now going to comply with the rules of engagement while in that office, and that means they will do what they're told. This is something, like I said, you all need to realize. The government no longer serves the general population or the general public. They serve themselves, and they expect you to serve them as well. Imagine that. Irrefutable evidence that vaccines are the variant and cannot cure. There's a doctor here, and a couple links I got there, that talks about what I've been saying. Once it enters your DNA, ball game is over. And that's almost instantaneous. The only way you could avoid problems with that injection is if you were in an MRI and the moment of injection you got hit with a major EMP pulse inside the MRI, which then would fry the circuitry and the components of that injection while it's inside of you, which would make it totally inert. That's about the only way, because you stop it from assembling before it can get started. When we're looking at, hold on. Brian396, when we first got started on the research, had discovered that they were building antenna inside of our bodies, along our face, around our eyes, around our cheeks, all around the head, back of the neck, but antenna were being built. When lo and behold, guess what they're saying now? That they're building antennas inside your body. Imagine that. Imagine that. Let me ask you all another question, because again, I told you I'm a dumbass, and I ask questions because I'm dumb. I don't know. But did anybody, anywhere, any place, give the government permission to inflict the general population with this nano-engineered biotech AI operating system? Anybody say, yeah, use me, bring this shit on me, let me eat it, let me drink it, let me breathe it? Anybody? Just a thought. Inversion. They serve you, general public, but not the general public serving them. The general public is at their service to be exploited and experimented on. Imagine that. Imagine that. You, come here. We're going to experiment on you. No. I didn't give you permission. No, come on. Come on. We'll give you a sucker. We'll give you a lollipop if you come in. Oh, sounds like a deal. Yeah, I wanted to cover some of those things tonight because, excuse me, a lot of the events are coming down the pipe. I was listening to Tavares the other day. Someone sent me a video, and she was saying that in the United States, you're going to have checkpoints between the states, so that if you go from Michigan to Ohio, you may have to go through a checkpoint. And if you haven't had the jab, they're going to be able to jab you right then and there. This is America, for crying out loud. Canada, I can almost expect it, because Canada is not America. Canada is sort of a reflection with part of the mirror missing. That's the truth. That's the truth. So, you know, she's saying this, Now, Ford is saying that the premiers are going to get together and talk about implementing that here in Canada. They're going to talk about it. They're not going to talk about it. They're going to do it. You know why they're going to do it? Because no one is going to say no. Well, think about this. This is for Canadians now. Think about this for 1 minute. Let's just talk Ontario. We can say Alberta, we can say BC. But what would happen if everybody in Ontario went to Queen's Park and demanded the premier to be arrested for liabilities that he has caused to this province? How come his business never shut down during the whole time? How come everybody else had to shut their business, but he didn't? How come, you know, they have implemented whatever they're told to implement? How come Ontario doesn't look at what Florida's doing, doesn't look at what Texas is doing, or Georgia, or Alabama, or Iowa, Kansas, Montana, Nevada? How come these servants, these public servants, are not observing what's going on down there? The numbers have gone down. People are no longer having the problems they had with their health. And yet this premier refuses to investigate the states. We should have been done with this like never happened. And all that we're seeing is the manipulation of these so-called public servants. I had to think about that one. These so-called public servants are not serving the public in Canada either. We need to remove them. All of them. If we want to get it back, we're going to have to take them out. That's it. I don't mean kill them. I mean take them out. Put them somewhere else, let them do something else, but never set foot in an office of administration to run any city, province, or territory. Or State of the Union. Something to think about. All righty. I think we're going to wind it down. There's a lot there for you to look at. Share the information with everybody. And this way that people that don't know anything about Nano may get to learn something. I always tell people at the end of these shows, you know, go read the gospel. Go read it. You might find it enlightening. Go read the whole New Testament. All the Gospels, all New Testament revelations. Read them all. We are under a new covenant, a covenant that was sacrificed genetically, biologically, spiritually. I shouldn't say spiritually. Godly, you know, gave it all. And I think it's important that you understand the nature of what he gave in order for you to appreciate what was done. Just something that I figured that might be a good read. You know, you may not believe in God. That's fine. I didn't at one time either. I didn't believe in God. I thought God was a joke. I thought God was just a money maker, money game. But, you know, God found me. I wasn't looking for God. God found me. And here I am today telling you what I think would be good reading, at the least. At the best, life-changing. So, either way, it's good. But anyway, read the Gospels. Read them for what they are. Read them for what they say. I also say on the shows at the very top, I got people that are doing things to help you out. I think Fiona's got a new one on here, too, somewhere. What did I put up here? Anyway, check out, Fiona has a thing she just put out. Brian's putting stuff out too. you know, make sure you check his information. And Yanni was putting stuff out as well. Ty and out in the West Coast is putting stuff out. So check them out. Check out these people. If you can help anybody financially, please do so. If you can't, don't worry about it. If you do what you can to take care of yourselves, if you are being threatened to lose your job, if you don't take the jab, it's then time for you to make a decision and figure out how you want to live and go from there. You know, that's the best piece of advice I can give anybody. So again, if you are in a predicament, don't worry about it. Share the information, share the data. Alrighty. As I always say on these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.